be nice.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, keep me from all the world.
Yes, just a closer walk with thee. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you are, this is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'll be your host, Ivor Henry, and we are here for the next 3 hours or so. We hope you do stick and stay. This is Caribbean Global Voices. And of course, we oftentimes start the show off with prayers. So I'm going to say a quick hi and hello and good morning to Mr. Liam Francis, who has been summoned and placed in the hot seat. But this comes natural to him. He's been doing this over the years on radio, so no surprise there. So good morning, Liam. How are you? And you can go straight into opening prayer.
Good morning, Ivo. And I'm fine. We have the sun is shining brightly, and out through my windows, I suspect it was a little cold, but the frost has gone now. So I think in a few minutes' time, everything will be okay. We're looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful day today. And how about you?
Yes,
your neck of the woods, is it?
Yes, well, we're having sunshine here, but got up this morning to 36 degrees in my neck of the woods.
Ooh.
We're now up to 38 now, so, but we're going to go up into the 50s. But I'm happy that you say that you're up looking out to your windows, because
three more windows,
person didn't get up this morning, and I surely remember those in prayer this morning. So,
yes, indeed.
I'll turn it over to you. Leave it into your good
hands. Okay, we'll
and
do,
then
do my best.
Anyway.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for this wonderful day you have made for us. Some are not privileged to have sunshine, a little bit of cold still, Lord, but you know, you made it all and you can make it pleasant for everyone. We thank you for what you have done for us over the years, and we pray this morning as the show opens that you will make it the one to be remembered. Let it go on without any interruption. Thank all the ones who have made it possible, especially host Ivor and his dear wife Barbara and all the other members, Cardinal Lynette and David, and all who make it possible this morning, Lord. We pray for this wonderful opportunity you have afforded us, and we just pray that you just make it continue without any interruptions whatsoever. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health, namely Dr. Leroy Lashley and his dear daughter, Lisa, Oliver Solomon and Everett Carter, two compatriots of ours, who are struggling with ill health as well. Elimat and Ralston Otto, Connie Whitley, Gorbel Francis, Willis and Mona Daniel, Murchison, Bobsy Nisbet, Ma Ruby, who has gone to rest yesterday, Lord. We just pray for the family as well, especially Audley and all his sister and brother. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful program that you have provided yesterday, Lord, and we are so happy for him and hope that he will find some comfort. We also pray for Dennis Kelman and Pastor Rick Blackwood over there in Miami. He's struggling too for a while. And Estelle McCorn-Linus, haven't heard from her for a while, Lord, but we just know that your hands are on her. And finally, Lord, we just pray for this country and the countries that are struggling with any kind of catastrophe or any kind of problem that is preventing them to live a peaceful, loving life, Lord. We thank you for all the wonderful things you have provided and make it possible for the show this morning, and let it be one to remember. And trust that the folks who listen and those who participate may have an enjoyable morning serving you and presenting this wonderful occasion for them to feel comforted. Thank you again. And all we just put everything in your hands, Lord, and let it be one that will be remembered for a long, long time. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And of course, there was a wonderful, wonderful homegoing for my Ruby yesterday. I was privileged to view it online. So, well, Audley, stay strong. I hope you get a chance this morning to really grace us with your presence. But nonetheless, Lynn, thanks for that prayer. And We do have Donna online with us. We have Mercury standing by. I sure they might want to tell us what's happening over there in their neck of the woods. Deep into space with Donna first.
I want to recollect on one thing, Ivor, if you don't mind. You know, a dear friend of mine, Travis Brown, a dear friend of mine, he lost his mother yesterday as well, and I just forgot to just comfort him too. Travis is my dear friend. We lived together when I first got married. We just lived together. They were my neighbors, and his mother.
Lucky one.
Donna.
Yes. Okay. My wife and her were very friendly. You know, they're like sisters. And Travis was my wife's godson. So the relationship was mutual. So just, Travis, we just want to lift you up in prayers as well and hope that you will be comforted knowing that she has gone to a better place. A nicer person you could not find. She is one that we will call peace to the dead, Ivor, but God knows. He takes and he gives. Take care.
Yes, indeed. And again, just after 10 o'clock, we'll have our birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. So if you care to, Leanne, you can always come back with that, especially if he's listening or someone. You can always alert him that at that time in our program, we'll be sending out those kind of accolades and comforting words to folks. Well, of course, let's see if Merch is in a good space to, let me just do some house cleaning first, and then we can just bring Merch. Of course, we are going to be into the inspirational portion for the first hour. That's our itinerary this morning, and most times we come via gospel music or some kind of a soothing music, whatever it is. Something that we hope would have inspired you. Sometimes it's a talk. Well, we start with the prayers, and I'm sure that in itself and of itself would have inspired you when Leanne spoke this morning. At the top of the hour, we have sports. Normally, we put that in David's hand to bring it as briefly as he can because heavyweight comes in tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m. until 9 o'clock. So we just give you a teaser here on this forum. We have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And at the top of the hour, we are going to be dubbing that the Ma Ruby's Hour, birthday and anniversary hour, just like we would have had the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour. So somehow, since Audley is the one who rules the tools, we came to the consensus that we should probably do that in her honor and in remembrance of her. Of course, Cardinal Bill Haley has many fans, and we're always eager to know if another fan would have joined him. I think the latest one there would have been Earl Sargent over there with Nevis. That's the latest name that I would have heard, so I'll take this time to say good morning to Mr. Earl Sargent over there on Nevis at this time. We have the Antigua Care. They come away, and if not, they'll have some representation at 10:45 in the morning. And at 11 o'clock, we will have an open line type as usual. Partner will come in with his commentary, and I don't think you won't miss this one. We're still into the Black History Month, so he's going to have something along that line. But of course, you too can bring along your own topic. We just ask you to keep it within broadcast standard. 563-999-3693. That's the number you'll dial. You'll get in. You'll be heard. And, of course, the whole world will be listening. But then again, if you're not listening live, you can always get into the archives and listen up. It can be on the World Wide Web, blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. And the shows are going to be there, not only this show, but those that would have gone before. And with that, I'll say good morning to Cardinal quickly, and then we'll get to Murchis. I'm sure she wants to say her good morning as well. Mr. Mills, co-host, good morning. How are you, sir? And you have muted, as usual. Well, which is a good thing. If you're not speaking, you always want to mute yourself before we think, oh, maybe Colonel is not in a position to speak, but I'll leave his line open until.
Okay. I'm in now. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, sir. Good morning. How is the twin city of St. Croix and yourself?
Really, it's great. It's great. It's happening. Now, this weekend is the big agricultural fair weekend. It's as big as any carnival that you might know around. So that's where most of the people are going to be hanging out at the agriculture fair. It goes on until Monday. Monday would be the last day of the fair. Normally, it would have invitees from the island with their agricultural products as well. So you expect to get some produce from Dominica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, St. Kitts Nevis. I'm going to go hang out to see if I could get some sarsaparilla of pearl out of Nevis. But, you know, that one is tricky for most people to make. However, it's not everybody make it with the same type of quality. So, but I'm going to try to go and see if I get some anyway. I got some a few weeks back that was really good. So hopefully my luck will pan out and I would get, you know, something of the same quality. You remember Nata Scraps used to make the best sarsaparilla.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
His grandson took up the trade for a little while. What's his name? Kenneth. But I don't know what happened to that little bit of industry. But I've had a lot of experience with sarsaparilla that doesn't really add up to that quality that we're accustomed to. So, you know, hopefully I'll find something. Anyway, otherwise, it's nice, it's sunny, it's cool, a little overcast. You know, but really nice weather and a good day for the fair. If it doesn't rain, if it does rain, that would be part of the inclination towards generating agriculture. The rain is always necessary in agricultural programs. So I don't see why it should be a problem with the agriculture fair. Hopefully it doesn't get flooded out and people got to leave and not return. But for now, it's wonderful weather, and I think people are enjoying
it. Very good. Well, you would have made a powerful prayer there from Leanne this morning. And we have Murphy standing by. And Monday is going to be a holiday for all of the United States as well, because it's President's Day, and most of the government, city, state, offices, I sure will be closed. So I'm sure we're looking forward to that. Mattress is with us. Donna is with us. Lynn is with us. Those are the guys who are going to speak among who's greatest with their presence, let's put it that way. That I know for sure. Donna is all wrapped up into cricket. I can hear in the background when she, like she's doing commentary, something about the ball, something. So I know it's cricket. And they're looking at, I don't know what game that is. There's a game on right now, but Murchis is with us. Good morning, Murchis. Let me try down one more time, and I save the best for last. I save Murchis. What about that? Donna B, are you
good
with
morning.
Me? Good morning. Donna, good morning. Okay, Donna is on, but into her cricket and muted. Making noise there. She and Ella.
Yes, did you say something?
Yeah, we are saying good morning. The folks want to hear your voice.
Good morning. I'm listening, not watching cricket. So. Yes, good morning to Murchis, to Cardinal, to Tinkerhead.
Leon.
Leon is on, yeah. Okay, what about Adley?
No, not yet. No,
no, not
Audrey.
Yet. Okay. Yes. So, good morning to all. We are cold here this morning in New York. Some wind passing through, so it's very cold this morning.
Okay.
little quicker, and you're going to have enough cannabis coming on over. That is not a question. Okay? So let's go over to the next. This is Quillen SPA supporting. Much is coming in fire, folks. Good morning.
Good morning, Iva. Good morning, Barbara. Cardinal Lynn,
okay.
Donna.
One.
Justine and Dennis. David too. Good morning, Dora.
You're coming in
I
muffled.
Like to hear you clearly. You're muffled.
Muffled. You're muffled.
You're not coming in clearly, so. Anybody can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Marches. Good morning to you and to how my Babs.
Good morning. Mother Babs and Ori and myself and the others are doing well. We are coping with this beautiful cold winter Saturday morning.
Oh, my goodness. I understand.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And we have the sun. The sun is bright. Shining bright out here by my neck of the woods. I don't know if it's cold because the wind is blowing, but it usually has been cold. But this morning the sun is up and all the frost has gone. Good morning to you,
yes,
Cardinal.
The sun is out here too, but you can't feel it. You can see it.
Okay.
You can't feel it.
Can't see the dawn. Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to continue and say good. Sending out our sympathy also. Continue going out for Audley Watson and Dennis on the passing of their mom. Just know our thoughts and prayers are still with them. And I'd like to send lots of love to my family in Nevis, especially my sister Dolores Nevis and her family, my Aunt Cecilia, my Aunt Vera Creeley and her family, and also my aunt, Mrs. Clarissa Percival. So stay, have a blessed Saturday morning. And in the meantime, spread the word that you're listening to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show coming to you from blogtalkradio.com/ Caribbean Global Voices. Spread the word. Let everyone know.
Yes, indeed. Do you know if Cardinal or Ivor are on?
Yes.
But we are not.
Yes.
Oh, we won't hear you talk.
My voice just slipped away there via the phone. Technology would do that to you. So thanks for picking it up there. I was wondering, where did I go? I just heard silence on my end. Only to know it went off from my phone onto something else. So these phones are too smart for me. But anyway, thanks for picking that up. Marcus, where are you from? Yes, but did you tell us about Mama Babsy? Because I missed out.
Yes, I did. She's doing much better and coping with this freezing cold. 20-something
degrees
in New York.
How is the big toe?
That's coming along smoothly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she can walk now on her foot, so she can move around.
Oh. Big improvement.
So that's
the other day she said, I can't feel my big toe.
Yeah, that's good positive vibe right there. So God, thanks to God.
Well, you know, there's always
the way. Yes, what are your family doing?
Oh, with God's grace, we are up and about and doing fine. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to hit the road. We're going to hit to northern Florida this time. So, with God's grace, we'll be able to catch up with Leon today. Yeah, I think it's going to be a lucky weekend for us. You know, it's a weekend where we have the President Day on his office as well. So
She's going to write out. She's going to look for Eva Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there as well. Just passing through. So we're going to make it a route for the this weekend holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
as I was saying. As I was mm-hmm. saying, can I be one of the luggage, Mr. Taurus?
You want to be the luggage? Let's see.
There's nothing else.
That means we have to fit into you. Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Doesn't
we
matter.
Fit into, yes, the luggage. We jump into your luggage.
As long as I'm on the journey with you guys.
All right, you'll be the expert. You know, women are. Even if they're going to go just to the grocery store, they have to dolls up and all the kind of stuff. So she's in the background there, not in a position to speak, dolling up for the road trip.
Okay.
You know, back there, you just say, look at you, you're all dolls up. You're dolls up.
Yes.
Just like when Sunday coming, you say you have on Sunday best. If you put on
That's
your...
Right.
You put on a good clothes on a Monday or Tuesday, they say, where are you going in your Sunday best? I guess all the Sunday you're supposed to dress, but I'm telling you. Anyway, folks, we're into the inspirational portion. And do you know, the first song that I heard at the funeral yesterday for the homeboy from Ruby, God on the Mountain, I was like, wow, that seems to have been one of our favorites. So we know that she listened to our show. And they would have sang that song yesterday, Leon. I don't know if you realize that they would have. That was one of the songs in the program that they oddly and the other sang.
Yeah, I just not to cut you off, but when the song was played by the choir, man, I said I regret I wasn't able to go because I'd love to have been in the choir. To sing that song as well. Yes.
And when I saw it, I said, man, it happened too soon. I would have really liked to be in attendance. And Barbara kept saying the same thing too.
Yeah.
Because,
you
know, Audie was up front and center in our wedding.
Mm.
And I said, man, it just came up from front. And when I asked him, he said, oh, is this Friday? I'm like, oh, my goodness. Didn't give us enough time. So I decided, well, we'll start our proceedings by way of inspiring the family and, well, our entertainers, our listeners as well, is to start with God on the Mountain. And Leon, every time I play the song, I always remember you because you always say that's one of your favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yep. Very much so.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the valley. trials and temptations. That's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the dying world could use is a willing man of God who dares to go against the grain and work without applause. A man who'll raise the shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure. God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away. He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few. Who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and aren't afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. He calls the broken derelict life has been renewed. He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth. Enlistment lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and aren't afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion who laugh and love and cry. Afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom.
calling, and he needs just a few good men. That's what he needs, a few good men. Would you be one of them? I would hope so. You know, we're born, we live, and we die. But after that, you would hear. Well, folks, we're into the inspirational portion. And I'm looking for another song here. Who sang that song again? Sissy Weiner. Yes, we should have For the Goodness of God. That is in my head right now. Sissy, For the Goodness of God. Let's go ahead and get that, For the Goodness of God. And again, we're going to be remembering Audley and his family, that they would have laid their mother, Mawubi, to rest yesterday.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Oh,
Yes, yes. Let's sing from the goodness of God. Oh, that song is so touching. It's when, and I'm telling you. Let's go drink something. We'll be drinking it from the salsa.
Pronounce a blessing upon your life, upon your family. You must prosper and be in good health in the name of Jesus. I believe it on my heart. So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain of the tough road I am on. I'm drinking from my heart. Cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if I should go on living, should the way get steep and rough, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord. May I ask for no other blessing, Jesus. Glory. Cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy. I won't be too busy, too busy. To help a brother, very slow. I'm drinking from my coffer. Thank you. Drinking, drinking, cause my cup has overflowed. I keep drinking from my cup, Lord. Keep drinking from my cup, Lord. Of my cup and full of Lord. My cup has overflowed.
Yes, indeed. My cup has overflown. So, you know what he's trying to tell you there? The cup was heated on a saucer, and the cup has overflowed. and it has gone into the saucer. And now I'm drinking from my saucer. But look who we found. And the brother would know that we are grieving with him, not carrying too much hurt. And like we would have said, whether you're 101, when you would have left Mother Earth, it always takes away something from us. We have got Brother Audley with us this morning, and I'm trying to be as gentle as I can, Brother Audley. I want to welcome you to the Caribbean Global Voices. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Henry. How are you doing, sir?
I'm much better now. We are hearing your voice in you there in all of your splendor yesterday. And we are happy that you were able to disseminate the information where most of us would have been able to view the homegoing Ma Ruby, our matriarch here on this, the Caribbean Global Voices show and the cricket show as well. So you're up, you're on, the world is listening. We have, who would have spoken so far would have been Donna, Leon, Mercury, Cardinal.
All right, so I just want to say good morning to all our fellow panelists there over on the Caribbean Global Voices, of course. And thanks for taking the time out to, you know, watch that homegoing ceremony for Ma Ruby yesterday. And so I guess you guys have seen it all. What can I say? I'm very happy, you know, to know that things turned out the way it did. We were a little late, and as the pastor explained, you know, Pastor Hall, I think he had a funeral earlier. So actually it gave us a little more time for, you know, a few more people to go up and give an expression. But they really run a tight schedule. They, you know, two minutes. And so, you know, a few people more could be able to, you know, as I say, give the expressions. And yeah, it's one of those days, and it will always be remembered. And I remember the support yesterday when my sister gave the thanks, and I said, okay, I have to go up and you know, voice the thanks for, you know, from the cricket show. I did not write anything down, so just at the moment I'm Ivor, Leon, and Ivor, and I said, I just have to say the rest, guys. You know yourself. Forgive me, I couldn't just come up with all the names and everything at the same time, you know, so you guys forgive me, but you know who you are. So yeah, it turned out to be a very good day. I'm so happy it was yesterday and not today, because yesterday morning when I got up, it was 49 and it went up, I think in the 50s, high in the 50s. This morning I got up, I look at the weather, it's 29 degrees with that wind chill, putting it at 17, Ivor. I heard you say it was 36 where you are.
No, I made a mistake. It was 28.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got it. And went up to 28 at the time.
But the wind chill up 17. So, you know, had it been like today, had it been yesterday, wow, a lot of shivering be gone. We had some rain yesterday anyhow, like going to the grave, and then some came by the grave as well, but it was not bad. It was not bad. Again, we just want to say a big thank you for all those who have, you know, lended their support, not just lend, but given the support generously, you know, calling and you know, make sure that everything is all right and so forth. And
yes,
just want to highlight that.
Well, I'll tell you this. While the proceedings was going on, and we realized that something seemed amiss, because we're not seeing much, just showing her photos, you know, past photos, which was good. They were done a slideshow. I don't know if you all were seeing back there.
Yeah.
When the pastor came and said, you know, sorry for being late. So I realized that he was the one who was being late. I was hoping, and I told my wife, I said, man, I hope that they put off, the funeral until next week. Because he wanted to come big time, you know. So and even Liam would have said that too this morning, you know, wish we were there, because especially when they played God on the Mountain, I said, oh, that's one of my favorite as well. And right away, my mind went on Liam. Every time I hear the song, my mind always went on him. But the highlight, there were many highlights, but the highlight for me is when the lady came up and said, my Ubi would have been many things.
Oh, they were not the bank.
To loan money to this lady. And this lady called her, and she can't convince her because this lady is ducking her all the time. And she realized what she does. And the bank she goes to, my Ubi decides she's going to go into the bank that she goes to. And when she collects her money from the bank, my Ubi hold her down and take away her money. Take out exactly her money and give back the borrower her the rest of the money.
That was something else.
I said, my Ubi, she holds no prisoners. He said, you got this money for me? If you have 200 for me, I'm taking the 200. I'm giving back the 500.
And give the rest.
Yeah.
I guess he never do anything like that with anybody else.
Nope.
I mean the person who borrowed. I mean the person who borrowed and
I know
pay.
The borrower.
I don't
would
think
never. I said, my Ubi, man.
I must go on to say though, that was BC before Christ.
But it was a lovely proceeding. But Leon wants to say to you, and so Leon, go on.
Mr. Francis.
No, sorry, I had you muted. Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yeah,
morning,
sir,
morning.
Good morning to you, and I continue to mourn with you and grieve with you. You know, your mom, Ruba was my mother, because when she first spoke to me.
I remember that. Remember you saying that?
She reminded me of a mother that I never knew. And every time she speaks, when at the death of my husband and at the death of my wife, she just gave me the comforted words, you know, she's my girl. She was my girl. And when I saw her picture, she's looking most resembling my younger sister in New York.
Mm.
And I said, well, we might have been related. One ship came to Jamaica, one came to Antigua, but we became from the same family.
Same place.
But what touched me yesterday more so, well, apart from that scrimmage with the money, I was very moved when the choir sang, and I said, Audley, why didn't you tell me that they're going to have a choir? I would just suspend everything and come and sing in the choir. Because that was my song. That was my song. That was my song. So,
okay.
My brother hung in there.
God will take care of you. The young lady that led the first verse, that's my daughter, Audine.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
The one
awesome.
that started the song is Audine.
Yes, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the young miss that follows is one of my aunt's daughters.
Oh, the whole family was there. Yeah. Okay.
So it's just a family thing.
Yes, my friend. Well, God will take care of you, man. He'll provide, you know.
He is. He has, and he continues to do the same.
Yes, he'll continue to. So just keep your chin up, you know. God.
Yes, sir.
God
yes,
is
sir.
Here to help you. We are here for you, you know. So take good care.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning to
Hey, Lady
audience.
Mertrice.
This is Audley.
How you doing?
This is Barbara.
Oh, it's Barbara. Sorry, for a moment, I thought I'd make me up a mercy.
This is Barbara, yes. I'm just coming in now to for Audley. I just want to let you know, give you all my condolences and our love. And to you and your family, we watched the home going for Mommy yesterday. It was a beautiful service. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I love, everything. I love the colors. Everything was just so beautiful.
Oh, yes.
She went royalty. I mean, that was beautiful. So I just want you to know that you and your family are in our prayers. We thank you so much. We know that you've been there for us, me and my husband, even with the wedding and everything, and even getting to know you. I know you're one of his favorite friends, and we just want to, I just want to give you our love and let you know that you and your family are in our prayers, okay?
Thank you. I just want to say a big thank you on behalf of my entire family. Just a big thank you. And we know, I know you're expressing it, and it's good, and I know that, but we know that it's been happening.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, you take care, okay?
All right, Ms. Barbara. God bless you.
And good morning to Leon. Leon, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Barbara.
You've been a blessing this morning. We're right here listening to you. Praise God for you.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
And praise God for the opportunity
too.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Looking forward to you guys.
Okay. Hold on.
Yes, Matrice, you're getting mixed up here and all the mixing up here, but it's
no
problemo.
Lady Matrice.
Putting my two-piece in, I'm taking part with the others, and just know that you are loved, and we are here for you anytime. And stay strong, okay?
It's nice to vocalize it, but I knew all along. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, well, let me see if Cardinal's gonna carry us what he told me. I'm going to put him on blast because I know he has to say something. I don't care what he said before. Cardinal.
Good morning, Brother Hartley.
Morning, Brother Cardinal.
Yeah, once again, my condolences. But, you know, these are events that we should expect.
Right.
Even though
right.
when they do occur, we always think that it's too soon.
It shouldn't, but right. We're still waiting here. But
somehow, somewhere along the line, we'll probably learn that death symbolizes the beginning of new life.
Amen. Amen.
And so, it is probably an end to us because of the way we perceive it. When we begin to understand and appreciate the fact that it's just the beginning of a new life. You know, sometimes you look at the grass on the ground and it's all brown or sometimes even white
yeah.
and there's no grass there.
Ms. Murchis can tell you about
around,
that here in New York, yeah.
Right. Then it comes around and then life springs forth in all its beauty and glory. So
yeah.
As I was commenting last week, we think of death as darkness, but darkness is the womb from which emerges light and life.
Mm.
So
man, I didn't know that you're ordained. Well, you're a cardinal, so you really sound like you're preaching here this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did not
mean to sound like a preacher because, you know, I'm just expressing in the language that I best can the elements of my culture and people.
And that one is so legitimate.
So,
yes.
And that is where my expression comes from. And
thank
so,
you.
I'm gonna wish you and your family the best take through this. And you know, Marubi would always be remembered. She'll always be alive. We won't miss the sound of that voice that called into the radio station and wants to know how every single person is doing individually. Let me talk to them. Okay, so we know what she was about to do. So,
yes.
In this moment, you know,
yes,
we can't
sir.
Agree with
yes,
moment,
sir.
But just
okay.
appreciate the life
okay.
that he has offered.
Thank
all
you,
right,
brother.
Brother.
All right. Don't
yeah.
let me have to do like my Ubi to get my money from you. But when you say you wasn't going to say anything, I bet you. You see how much you have to say when you say you wasn't going to say nothing? So.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, we have Donna before we have David. David standing by as well. So, folks, all this is a portion of the inspirational portion. Gone a little bit over time, but it's all good. Donna B., Brother Audley is on, and I'm sure you guarantee me you're going to say something, unlike that one there.
Well, I'm going to have that soldier from the police.
Hi, Audley.
Hey, Donna. How are you doing, Miss Donna B.?
I'm good. What about you? I just also wanted to express my condolences on the passing of my Ruby.
Yes,
may her soul rest in eternal peace. And I hope everything went well yesterday. Sorry I couldn't be there in person. I had to work. So.
I know. Life goes on. You know, work goes on. We understand that.
Okay, so hope everything went well.
And
that's my little two cents.
Yes.
We'll miss hearing about my Ruby. But I know you'll mention her from time to time. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much on behalf of my family.
Wait. Don't go so fast yet, man. You are on a follow my Ubi so far. Have a long, long time on this earth here. Longevity is in that family. Way, man. We heard all that yesterday, too. Way, man.
Yes.
That was
Ray.
Well, we come in. Do you accept calls from people who wear pajamas? Yes, you do.
Who what?
Dennis, the main man. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning to the rest of the gang. I know you're all listening. And especially Brother Audley. I have to tell you that
yeah.
I was there. I was certainly there in spirit, if not because I see a sort of dress rehearsal, dare I use that term, because my funeral for my mother, dear mother, is planned for a couple of weeks from now. So it was very sad for me to watch. I'll send my condolences and at the same time recognize that we are like two peas in the same pod because
we are
mourning at that time. Thank you for allowing us to join the program,
and thank you for figuring out when we had some glitches there, and I know you got things together and passed it around so everybody was able to watch. Thank you,
Brother Audley. It's for the cause, brothers in Christ, brothers in cricket.
Amen.
Once again. My condolences, and we wish you well.
Yes, thank you, sir. And the same. I guess I could say the same for you. You know, we are here by your side as well, because now it's just a couple of weeks. You'll be doing the same. You know, you're watching your mom being put away. You know, but we just keep the consolation, knowing just like when Stephen was stoned to death. You know, the Bible said, as he died, the Bible described his death as sleep. It says, Stephen fell asleep. And as Evangelist Cardinal put it this morning, you know, and death is just a transition. My paraphrase right there. Just a transition. Look like it's dark, but then the light is going to come.
Well, David is here elbowing me in my side and saying, well, when do I get to say something? When do I get to say something? David, it is all yours. King David.
Wow. David, let me tell you something. It feels like 17 degrees right now, and I'm in New York, and I'll be in Florida about by Monday. I'm going to bring some of the cool, especially for you. All right?
Listen, stay wherever you are. You understand? Stay right there with your cold weather. Don't come down here. You know, stay up there with it. You know, and I was going to wish you some warmth, but no, stay right there where it's cold and freezing. Good morning, Audrey. First, let me say good morning to you. And
yes, sir.
You know, personally extend my condolences to you from my family, to yours. You know, yesterday, actually, Ivor sent me the link, and I was trying to get on there, but somehow I don't know what was the reason I couldn't get in. So, you know, I hope everything went well. You know, and
yes,
I know it's going to be one of those things for a while. It linked there, but you'll get better, you know, with time. So, yes. Again, all the best. My condolences to you and your family.
Thank you from my family to yours. Thank you.
Yeah, we're just going to say good morning to the rest of the gang there. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Mortrice, Lynette, Barbara, Leon, my good friend there, Cardinal. Dennis out here in his pajama. I'd like to say good morning to each and everyone. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night to the listeners, wherever they are in the world. However, we'll start this week off with some basketball.
Before you start, I have to get this in. I am so happy because forgiveness was one of the big things for me this week, talking about forgiveness. And when you mentioned Cardinal, my good friend there, I am so happy that you forgave him.
No, I'm just imploring him to stay wherever he is. Don't come here to Florida, because once he comes into Florida, we get winter, you know. So I'm just imploring him to stay wherever he is, you know, stay away, you know. We put his name up at the border, you know, persona non grata, so he can't enter, you know. We already alert everywhere, you know, so if he comes on a plane, we're putting him right back and turning him back around, send him back, you know, so we're not going to entertain him down here at all. Ladies and gentlemen, with that said, let me start off with basketball. We had the coming down, I guess the All-Star game was played earlier, and we are now getting on to the business. Game that was played on Thursday. I have Milwaukee versus Chicago. Milwaukee 112 points to Chicago 100 points. Washington versus Minnesota. Washington 114, Minnesota 106. And LA versus Phoenix. LA 116, Phoenix 107. So that's what's happening there in basketball. It's a brief synopsis there of what's happening. We now turn to the Premier League. And what a treat we have. We have the two top teams was going at it. It's Man City came out ahead of Arsenal. But that's just the Premier League there for you, and it's going to be, seems like it's going to be a ding-dong battle all the way to the finish. This morning, Arsenal played against, let me grab my Arsenal with Aston Villa, and that was a humdinger of a game, even though Arsenal come out 4-2 winners there. It was a ding-dong battle there for a minute with Villa leading. Arsenal catching up. Villa went ahead. Arsenal catching back up on, and gave came up with two clear goals. So that's the game here at 10 o'clock this morning. We have Nottingham Forest versus Manchester City, and Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Bournemouth. Also today at 12:30. It's Liverpool versus Man United. And tomorrow, this is the 19th, you have Man U versus Leicester City at 9 o'clock. And at 11:30, it's Tottenham versus West Ham. So that's what's happening. Some of the games there, Ivor, coming up on the 24th. We have Fulham versus Wolverhampton Wanderers. And on the 25th, we have Aston Villa versus Everton. On the 25th also, we have Southampton versus Leeds and Leicester City versus Arsenal. So those are just some of the games that have been there. We'll turn our attention to cricket, and we have two games that is in a tussle right now, the India versus Australia game and the New Zealand versus England game. And that England team seems like the players they're playing are playing T20 because it's only in T20 games you have the batsmen are striking at such a high rate and playing some unconventional shots from that England team. So it was a treat to see them make 325 on their first day and declare. And New Zealand replied, we need 303 all out. So I'll give you the scores and highlights on that game. What's going on there now? I said England made 325 in their first inning. So my score sheet. New Zealand. All right, so I wrote Harry Brooke top score with 84 from 81 balls. Yeah, so 15 fours and a six. And I said it's like I'm watching a T20 slugfest being played. Ben Duckett got 84 from 68 and he had 14 fours in that. Ollie Pope got in 42. And Ben Fokes got in 38. Bowling for New Zealand, Neil Wagner got 4 for 82. And Tim Southee got 2 for 71. And Scott Killigan getting 2 for 80. And New Zealand batted, Tim Brundle got 138. Devon Conway getting 77. 27 to Neil Wagner and 20 to Scott Cleagan. Bowling for England, Ollie Robinson get 4 for 54 and James Anderson get 3 for 36. And England batted in their second innings there. They amassed 274. And there are some 19 runs ahead. The 274 with 57 coming from Joe Root, 54 coming from Harry Brooks, and Harry Brooks 54 comes out for 41 balls with 7 fours and 2 6. Joe Root 57 comes from 62 balls with 5 4 and a 6. Ali Pope getting 49 from 46 ball. He had 5, 4, and 3 sixes. Those were the main. And Ali Robinson getting 39 there. Bowling for New Zealand, Ben Tickner getting 3 for 55. Michael Bracewell getting 3 for 68. And there is 2 wickets to Scott Cullegen, and the man who bowled 13 over and scored 100 was Neil Wagner. I'm telling you, Ivor, as soon as he bounced that ball, it was either in the fence or over the fence. The England batsman was playing around with him, bowling all those bounces at them, or they back away and hit him over cover. That was a treat to watch here. No, New Zealand is struggling at 65 for 5, and the gentleman that made the 100 is back in the pavilion. So So Michael Bracelet is on 25, not out. And not much score there. There's 15 for Latham and 13 for Darren Mitchell. We could take us so far. Stuart Broad, 4 for 21 from some 10 overs. So that's what's happening in that game there between England and New Zealand. Now Australia and India is in another battle royal there. It's another game that is like a spinner's paradise, because I think Australia picked some 3 spinners and only one fast bowler in that game. The scorecard from that game there, Australia made 262. Let me bring up my scorecard here. 263 in their first inning with Peter Anscombe getting 72 not out. 81 go to Usman Khawaja. Those were the main contributors here in the 263 bowling for India. Mohammed Shami getting 4 for 60. 3 wickets to Ashwin and 3 wickets to Jadeja. When India batted, they made 262 with Virat Kohli getting 44. I'm sorry, Akshar Patel getting 74, Virat Kohli 44, 32 to Rohit Sharma, 37 to Ashwin, and 26 to Jadeja. So 162 all out there. Bowling for England, Nathan Lyon getting 5 for 67 from some 29 over. 2 wickets to Ted Murphy, 2 for 53, and Matthew Coinsman, he got 2 for 72. Now, in their reply, in the second innings, they had 61 for 1. With Travis Head, was never open the batting. That's open the batting for Australia because, as you know, Warner is out with a concussion protocol, and his replacement is there. He was a natural opener, but they sent Travis Head instead. So, it's 39 not out with Marcus Lovell staying on 16. The lone wicket went to Jadeja. He got 1 for 23. That's what's happening on that test match scene there. As I said, it's a royal battle there right now in reference to. And finally, West Indies women won a game in the World Cup there. So they finally, I must say congratulations to the men's team for beating Zimbabwe in their game. So, that's what's happening on Cricket International. I'm going to go to what's happening in local cricket here. The night cricket is supposed to start in March, what I've been told, play off into the local league here. It starts in March also, March 5th, the exact, the playoff starts. So this third over tournament is winding down. So for this week, there's a game that starts at 10 o'clock, at 12 o'clock at John Prince, West Palm Beach United versus Ghana Dogs. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, Tufan versus Tritons at Tradewinds. And at 10, the Mega Blaster versus Flander Tigers at Grand Piccolo Park South. Myrtle Grove versus Challengers at Grand Piccolo North. Palm Beach Hurricanes versus BCC Ignite at John Prince. At Mack Brown, WSP at Cannon versus Atlantic. Miami Lions versus Titans at Neymar Regional Park North. St. Beth versus Palm Beach Gladiators at Neymar Regional Park South. At Sports Park, you have Kendall Star versus St. Lucie. And 2:30 at Trade Winners, Miami Chargers versus PCC Googly. That's what's happening locally here. Also, college cricket is rumored to start also in March. So as soon as I got some information on that, I will I'll pass that info on the hyper. So that's what's happening internationally and locally here at Ivor. I think upcoming West Indies, I should have said international West Indies, is so scheduled to be down in South Africa. We'll say congratulations to the new captain of the men's one-day team, which is Cheho, and the T20, Rahman. So, gentlemen, so they'll be down there in South Africa to for that game there. I know they name a squad for that. So that if I can pull it up, I know they name a squad for that game there. What's his name there? Bana got dropped from that series. I'm trying to see if I can find that team there, Ivor. So that's it for now. What's happening internationally and locally? Uncapped players got selected in that squad. The one is from Dominica. I'm trying to remember his name. But that was a
big decision for him.
Yeah. Huh? Okay,
Now, can you give me the name for the person?
Okay. Yeah, but that's what's happening there. I look for the squad hopefully next week. I can announce that squad. I just can't.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll have it in a minute because Ben has bragging rights here for Kansas City winning in the National Football League Super Bowl. So I'm sure he'll have the team for us as we speak, or Dennis, one of them. So, Liam, come on in and come in with your winnings at the same time. Liam.
Who won in terms of the Super Bowl, man? I think the world won. So that was a really, really fantastic Super Bowl. I got to give my hats off to the opposing quarterback, man. But the game changed when he had that fumble. And after that fumble, we did come back with a bang. And it was a wonderful quarterback. I thought both quarterbacks in my...
That late holding call there, too, you know, Leon. I think that they were...
questionable. It was really questionable, But it happened, so...
So congratulations to the Kansas City, to the Chiefs. You have to give it to them. The best bowls I would have played.
Indeed. That's the best I've ever witnessed. I call it right, but I'm happy that the two quarterbacks, they performed. And they're going to be a rivalry for a long, long time, my friend.
Well, then, it will be a long, long time.
Even before he started.
My main project here, I did come up with a squad for the South African tour. The pit squad. Craig Brathwaite, captain. Jeremy Zappos, vice captain. Team Jordan. Ali. Anazi. That's the 24-year-old. I think he's out of Dominica. Ted Nering, Shanna Paul, Ralston Chase, Jackson Silva, Chanel, Gabriel, Jason Older, Azari Joseph, Kyle Mears, Walakesh Moti, Raymond Reefer, Kimar Roach, and Devon Thomas. So I think...
Did they say Athanase? Athanase was is the name, I think. From
Athanase, Alex Athanase, that's it. You know, and I think they're bringing Jordan in that squad for there. So, it's all taken. Yeah, Bonner is out. They did not. And I don't think they should have, because to me, he plays too many dot balls. He doesn't seem to work the ball in a gap to turn over the striker. I'm telling you, guys, I was watching this England team, and I'm telling you, Ivor, they did not play around. Wagner found out the hard way not to bounce at these batsmen, because they either hitting him out the park or to the boundary or backing away and knocking him over his head or over cover. So he got...
Well, I think Richards would have a different take, because Viv Richards have a lot of respect for Neil Wagner. He was asked once, you know, in today's cricket, you know, the bowler that he think he'll really keep an eye on. And Neil Wagner was the guy. He said there's something about that guy. Maybe having seen, like when he would have seen what Collis King would have done in an inning in which they both batted. Then he said after Collis King would have gone, he would have taken over from where Collis King left off. Now that he would have seen that this guy can be carted out of the park, maybe Viv Richards will have a change of heart. I will listen to
I'm telling you, I'm trying to remember the batsman name. He bowl a ball and hit him, and from he hit him, Ivor, he just took a different approach. But he's been getting a royal beating from the batters, and he was happy to see that a gentleman there depart, you know. But the approach I think that is taking to the game is more of a one day style cricket. They're playing because they're not letting you bowl a lot of dot balls. They're hitting you out the park, and it's creating a lot of havoc around.
Let me say this here. This is the way cricket ought to play. And the coach and the captain of England already say two things. They come to either win the game or lose the game. They're not picking the team to draw no game. They're not going out there to play to see if they can draw a game. They're going to either win it or lose it. And to me, they have the backing and support of the ECB. And once you have that support and you're not in fear of losing a match and losing your captaincy, losing your position, that is what bodes well for Test cricket. You have got to go out there and try to win it and entertain the folks. And Test cricket is not dead. So... England have shown us, if you want to entertain, so an entertainment with good stroke play, good fast bowling, walling up 2020, as you can see now, even in 2020 cricket now, it's not no gung-ho like they used to think that you're going to be all over the park and blam, blam, blam. Now bowlers are getting into it where people have to work middle overs and work strategy and work this. So this cricket is alive and well. If that's it, David,
I'm going to
Yeah. I'm going to let my good friend come in and greet his fans. So I was going to say I'm going to take my leave of absence. And I'd say until next week when I speak to listeners. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good night.
Okay, thank you, David. Thank you for coming through. And we're going to have just a short birthday anniversary and events taking place this date as we're into the Marubi's hour. But the odd day is the one that's brings that to the fore. But, you know, he has other commitments over there. So for the folks who have a birthday or anniversary, anything coming up, feel free to just go
time. Peace, roommate.
So, Colonel, we can have a little brief session here. You might know some events that would have taken place on this day. But there, we know, you're celebrating President Day on Monday. That's one of Cardinal's favorite days of the year.
Thanks for that laugh, Anna. I appreciate it deeply. not many people understand the mockery.
Wow.
David, man.
I appreciate that deeply. That's commendable. Go ahead, Ivan.
All right. Yeah, well, I know you have something that happened on this day in history, and if you want to talk about the Monday, which is a special day, other than that, you can just come on in to greet your special fans. I'm going to look and listen to see if you would have missed one, and I'll listen keenly to see if you would have added a special fan. So
okay. Well, the president I celebrate on this day, this commemoration of president, is one Mr. Frederick Douglass. But before I get into Mr. Douglass, let me just say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices with your host, Ivor Henry. And with that said, I'm going to say good morning to all the special fans, the ones who keeps us busy, the ones who keep us floating, the ones who keep us entertained, the ones who keep us excited. So I'm going to start with the people up in New York. Good morning, Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bobs in Nesby. That's the New York crew. Good morning to you. I understand that it's cold, and I'm sure David would not mind sharing some sunshine with you. But I don't know how he's going to feel about you coming to get it, though. So, you know, just zip us in here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, because we got lots of sunshine and we got a lot of warmth, and we'd be glad to share it with you. Not even David would have a problem. Good morning to the people over there in St. Martin, particularly to Irma. And they're partying over there in St. Martin, and Irma is keeping it really quiet. I wonder why. Good morning, Carlos, right there in St. Martin, and all the fans that we've got there in the little island of St. Martin. Let me move over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette, to and all. We got to send some condolences to Brokna, to Lynette. Don't know where she's been running to or running from or kicking. Linus got a broken toe. Her mouth is well, though. So we're going to hear her. Her voice is still strong. And as Ivor said, or Murchie said, she still can wake up the dead. Good morning, Linus. I'm going to go on up to Nevis, but I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And while I'm at it, let me say good morning to my schoolmate and friend, Earl Sargent, over there in Nevis, and to our classmate who is vacationing in Nevis. She's out of here in New York, she has taken the smart route. She's out of New York, and she's just enjoying the sunshine of Nevis. Good morning, Cecilia. Cecilia Wallace. Which is that? Morning to you. I'm going to step on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. I don't know where Omel is at. I'm here. She's rather quiet about the performances of Liverpool. Maybe she doesn't got any, she doesn't have anything to rib Leon about as regards to how Liverpool and Chelsea are doing. But good morning, Omel, and good morning, Michelle. Michelle is listening to us here this morning, and we owe her a calypso. Michelle says she wants to hear some calypso this morning, and she specifically said, in addition to any calypso that we choose for her, she wants to hear Nanny Wine. So Ivor, cue that up for Michelle for me, please. Nanny Wine and anything else out of the calypso market. I'm going to go around over, come across the channel, Ramon, and say good morning to the people up there in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning. Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And we know that the brother is dealing with his challenges, so we hang in there with him and hoping that he's doing fine. Good morning, Marva, Marva Jones. Good morning, Tiffany, my favorite celebrity. My little brother Malik and sister Tanaya, good morning to you. And I'm going to go on down to the southwest where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way by way of Stanley Point. Good morning, Cutner. I know you're listening in, and I might hear from you later, but for now, just enjoy the show. Give us a laugh. I'm going to go up to Georgia when we say good morning to Monique, Yvette, Barbara, listening to us over there. I'm hoping that we can also send you some warmth. We're going to send it with Ivor. We don't know. We can't guarantee. Giving it to Ivor, we don't know. We can't guarantee you're going to get it. So we suggest that you come right here on the Saturday morning show and get it yourself. And then I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. She's having a great time. Smiles and all. Good morning, Yvonne. And then I'm going to say good morning to the show's latest, I should say the inspiration of our latest and greatest fan, Kathleen. Good morning to you, Kathleen. Hope that you are having us with you and having a great time at that. And with that said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters. Stick around, because Ivor's got a great show for you. Go back to you, Ivor.
Yes, sir. Well, of course, we're going to have the requested song, but we'll have it right after we get the Antigua Care there standing by to tell us about some of the humanitarian work that they're doing. And, of course, especially in this month, the Black History Month, in which it's been dubbed, it's the shortest month of the year. But anyway, we make do with whatever they give us on the Black History Month. And we're going to be remembering the Mrs. Cochran, who is going to be laid to rest. It's going to be on a Monday. I'm not sure Dawn is going to be able to bring us up to speed with that, so let me not jump the gun too much. But let's get the interlude there. Get the theme song going.
The generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough. Make a little space
existing and start living. Then it feels better way. Love's enough, hope is growing. Make a better world. Make a better world. Heal the world. Make it a better place. For you.
Making a better place for the less fortunate. It's Debbie and Dawn, and it's that time of the day. And in this program at 10:45 in the morning, in which we would have these ladies with the Antigua Care to tell us about the humanitarian work that they're doing over there on Antigua and Barbuda. So there's some representation here. And we have
good morning. Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday on behalf of Antigua and Barbuda Cares. We come to you from the diaspora of United States of America. We have welcome to all the listeners all over the world that listens to your program each and every Saturday. We thank you for reaching out. We do apologize for not being on for the last two Saturdays. The last Saturday I was sick. I couldn't talk. My throat was completely gone. But, you know, during the course of the week, a couple of things happened, and I wanted to send out condolences to Dawn. I don't know if she's on this morning. Dawn Cochran Curtin. Her mom, June Cochran, passed about 2 weeks ago, and they're getting ready to bury her on June 27th. If she's on, she'll give you some more information. So our condolences go out to the Cochran family in Antigua, to all of Dawn and her siblings and her family who are mourning the loss of Miss June Cochran. And my condolences also go out to Miss Bernice Brown, Travis Brown's mom. She passed at 4:01, two days ago, and he is in transit now on his way to Antigua. And my condolences to Travis and his sister, Miss Pilgrim, and the brothers in Antigua, and to her husband, who is there by her side. So our condolences go out to the Cochran family and to the Brown family in Antigua. May their parents, and these are two parents, two matriarchs, soul rest in eternal peace at this particular time. I know this is a hard thing that you're dealing with. And so we're out here, we're praying for your peace. We are praying for your, just so that you know that God got everything on the cover, on the control. So just wanted to use this morning to just say condolences to the two families of members that are in our group, Antigua and Barbuda Cares. Travis and Dawn are two of the founding members, and so when they hurt, we hurt. So just wanted to say that this morning. I'm not giving out any other information, but condolences this morning. Gentlemen?
Yes, thank you, Dawn. And we also extend our condolences to the Cochran family and hoping that, I should say, is this Debbie, right? I'm sorry.
This is Debbie, yes, yes, sir.
Yes, this is Debbie. I'm saying thank you, Dawn. I meant to say our condolences to Dawn and the Cochran family in the loss of their mother. You know, we've been rehearsing this for a while because we've had a couple of our fellow panelists who have lost a mother over the last couple of weeks, including Mr. Audley Watson and Mr. Dennis Heath. So this is almost kind of a rehearsal for us. It happened. We here at the show. Those are all people connected to the Saturday morning show. So we are having them as members of our family, or Caribbean Global Voices family as well. We share our condolences to all.
I'm here.
Are you in? Okay. So
okay.
Okay, go ahead, Ivan.
No, go ahead, it just came back in.
Okay.
We want to appreciate
Don, I should say Debbie, for coming in as they've been doing for the longest period of time and offering us a guidance as to how to extend ourselves to those that we find more I should say, less fortunate, or those that we find in destitute circumstances. It's not an easy job, and that is why we find this so commendable. They are not in a position of getting a lot of help, because, you know something, humanitarian work does not have any material reward, but they are dedicated, they are committed, so we are sending this plea to those in the sound of our voice to offer whatever assistance they can give to the Antigua Care, I should say Antigua and Barbuda Care charitable group. Let's try to make the effort of these ladies a little bit easier and make them feel rewarded, because they get the reward just from giving. We thank them for being here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just on this talk show. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Debbie?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. And I was asking you, anything else you wanted to say?
I just wanted to say thank you to Pastor Pete, who got 50 bags over to Barbuda yesterday, 50 book bags to the students
okay.
in Barbuda. We wanted to just say, let them know Barbuda will be getting their book bags next week, and we'll have pictures of the presentation so that everyone can see what's going on.
That's wonderful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have an amazing week, and let's pray and hope that, you know, the transition of these families goes smoothly. We leave everything in the care of God, and blessed be his name.
Thanks. Great. Now,
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they...
Yes, indeed. They want to make it a better place for children and our children's children. Well, let me go ahead and apologize for Lynette because Audley is over there wondering why Lynette didn't even send me a condolences message. Well, said that her daughter is leaving for the mainland today, so she was busy sending her off, crying and weeping and praying that her daughter is leaving to be with her loving husband in these United States. And the flight should be taking off any minute now. 11 o'clock for us, it's 12 o'clock for them. She'll do her best to get back and to get in before the show is over. So Audrey just thought I'd just send her a message and to make sure, she said, make sure to tell Leanne good morning. So Leanne, you're getting a good morning from her, but I think she's just trying to say good morning because she's blaming you for not bringing Phil on the show. So,
I'm a little confused here, Ivor. You confused me a little bit. First, you said she was.
But I'm responsible for how you're feeling, okay?
I'm a little confused. I didn't say you confused me. I said I'm a little confused. First, you said First, you said that her daughter was going to the mainland, and then you said she was going to the United States. Which one is it?
Combination.
You never had cook up?
Yeah. But I had cook up, but it's not cook up. If the rice is in one place and the chicken and the meat is in the other bowl, that's not cook up. You either have the bowl with the meat and the chicken or you have the bowl with the rice. You're not gonna have both. So you confuse me. Then, now I'm going to say you're confusing me. You're telling me that she was going to the mainland and then you say she's going to the United States. Which one is it? Clarify that.
I think both can be correct. I do cook up sometimes and earlier I already told you I make sure both because I don't drink rum like you straight up, you know. I add water to mine. But which one you having? When you drink rum and water, they still say you're drinking rum. With you know, you would say I'm drinking water. Well, with you, yeah. You put water on rum, and somebody say drinking rum, you say, why you just can't say we're drinking water?
Exactly.
I've heard that talk before from you. You said, why you have to go to the rum first? I drinking water and rum because it was more water than rum.
Right. And why would you say I'm drinking rum and then no.
Okay. Come on. All
right. I'll figure it out.
Oh, hold on.
Lynette is here. Confusion is good.
Wait, hold on, Lynette. We have to get you in first. We have to get you in on the show here. Wait, let's bring it down here. All right, Lynette.
Yes, good morning.
On. And before you take on Cardinal, you must tell me what you were telling me about Audie. You can tell him yourself and send your condolences and to the Cochrane's and all that stuff. I know you want to give Cardinal a tongue lashing, but...
Yeah, don't tell me what to say. Don't put words in my mouth. Thank you very much. Good morning to everybody. Morning, Cardinal, Audley, Dennis, Leon.
Good morning, Lynette.
Donna, Barbara, Audrey, who did I miss? Leon? And David. No, I can't miss David. No, David. I can't miss David.
Man, I was waiting for you to miss David. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. You messed my
day. And I was saying, morning to Kathleen as well. Yes.
Hold on. You missed Audley. Uh-huh. You missed Audley.
You missed Phil.
No, I didn't.
No, she said Audley, but she missed Phil.
She said Audley.
I still miss somebody, you see?
That's what you're supposed to say. Good morning, everybody. Leave it there. Anyway, be strong and courageous. You know, time heal all wounds. You'll be all right. I've been through mother, father, husband, grandmother. I've been through all that, and I'm here. You'll be fine.
Right. Thank you.
Yes.
So you're not going to say nothing to my best friend, the coffin?
Well, wait now. Were you hurrying me like a bulldozer this morning? Anyway, good morning. Yes, because Dr. Josie and Cochrane is my very good friend. Actually, when I finish with April, I'll drop by to see her. And so I've been holding up on this end, and she's doing pretty good. I don't know what she is when she gets over to Antigua, what will happen. But so far, she's doing good. And I just want to say condolences to the whole family. I know it's a very big family. And so there should be a lot of support there, everybody. Support each other and get through this. And you will get through it. And with time, you know. It gets better with time, yeah.
Okay, well, I hope you stay long enough to hear Cardinal's commentary. But we have to play a request here. I know you're going to be on your way shortly.
Yeah, I'm going to leave right now to drop my daughter to the airport. And I'm not crying. Don't bother with that one there. I'm not crying. I am a real person, and I know that she has to go back to her husband. She's been here like almost 5 months with me. And so she has to go. I know she has to go, and I will see her shortly. So that's not a problem. The months roll along so quickly. In a wink of an eye, I'll be there. So I know she has to go back to her husband. That'll
okay,
be real.
Miss Lynette. I know that you're not crying, but you have to add yes to it. You're not crying as yet.
No, I'm not going to cry. I'm not like that. I'm not that kind of person. I kind of tough, you know. I kind of tough. I don't bawl easily.
Hey.
I don't, as we say, bawl. Yeah. We don't cry easily.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Yeah.
And when you're a real person and you understand life, a lot of things does not affect you like the normal person. You understand life and you understand the situation. And so that makes it a lot easier.
Oddly,
No. She's trying to tell you. Nothing changed.
Yes. Nothing changed.
All right, well, it's coming up in a while. But let me go ahead and say to your lovely daughter, safe travels, and she's going to go on to meet her husband, not over in Gloryland, because a lot of times we said, oh, she's going on to be with her husband and stuff. Well, she's going to be with her husband and not, I'm not saying she's not going to be with the Lord. But a lot of times when we say she's gone home to be with the Lord, you know what that means. So she's going to be with her husband, and she's still going to be with the Lord. Is that
praise the Lord. Yes. As a matter of fact, the Lord comes first, and then everything else comes after.
Amen.
Okay. They come part sound good. Just don't get a granddaughter.
Praise the Lord for that, too.
Money.
musical harmony. Nani wine, 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 don't so, 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 nani wine, don't so.
And then we'll open the lines and folks can speak to
whatever is on their mind, on their heart, on one of you.
Okay.
Take it away.
Okay. Like I was saying earlier, you know, this weekend, the rest of America is celebrating what is called President's Day. But the president I am recognizing at this time is the Honorable Douglas. And I'm going to just read you, well, let me just read you one of his quotes. Frederick Douglass's birthday falls in February. And it is for this reason that February was chosen, first of all, by Dr. Carter G. Woodson for starting what he called Negro History Week. Frederick Douglass is one of the men who advocated for the liberation of black people. And here is one of the things that he said. There is no Negro problem. The problem is whether the American people have loyalty enough, honor enough, patriotism enough to live up to their own constitution. Here is a man saying, they made pledges that they are not living up to. And you will remember that Martin Luther King repeated the same thing back in 1963, 100 years later, when he says, when he challenged America to live out the meaning of its creed. Those of you who listen to the I Have a Dream speech long enough or often enough would have heard that challenge sent out by Dr. Martin Luther King in that summer of 1963. Now, here's my commentary, though. Yeah, I have always noted how the passage of time, I should say over the passage of time, even the meaning of words change from the original definition. And the thought struck me even more intensely when I was examining articles that I've seen on black history. I realized that most articles define black history as a moment to celebrate African-American contribution to society, to remind the world or prove to the world black excellence. I consider this a kind of distorted definition and purpose of black history, because Carter G. Woodson started out Negro History Week upon recognizing that black people in the United States had no understanding of their identity, their history, or their culture, and that would be African history. And Marcus Garvey echoed later, a people without the knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots. You know that a tree without roots could neither stand up nor live. Now, Marcus Garvey later reinforced that by saying, those who ignore the lessons of history are bound to repeat its mistakes. Therefore, it was very refreshing when I found an article written by Olga Rolenko, who declared that this year she is not going to celebrate black excellence. As far as Rolenko is concerned, black excellence was never in doubt, and we have no obligation to try to prove it to anybody. More importantly, Walenka insists that Black excellence is not confined to those whom society has deemed to be successful according to its definition. Also to be celebrated in Black excellence, Walenka thinks, are the Black people who survive predominantly white colleges and universities and other institutions. The Black mother who has been holding her family together on a minimum wage. Working Black people, many of whom have more than one job, and working long hours just to make ends meet. And to these people, rest is a foreign word. Walenka thinks this is a carryover from slavery, where our people were programmed to work hard, twice as hard, in order to be successful in this society. Excellence is families being ripped apart during the era of slavery, and we've survived that. Excellence are the Black fathers who navigate the systemic pitfalls, denigrate them, just to be present in their children's lives. Excellence is the African captive who endured the journey across the Atlantic in the holds of ships, and thereafter surviving the slave auction, the plantation, and the society in which they have never been safe. Walenka concludes, to be alive and well in a society that wants you dead is excellence enough. And we can celebrate that too. I think that was a commendable article. If you want to find it, I think you'll find it in the Huffington Post. Brilliant piece of writing, thought-provoking article. And I am really proud to bring you the young lady, Olga Walenka, and her thoughts on Black history.
Very back good. To you, very well said. Yes, sir. Very well said. And if anybody wants to come on comment on that, they feel free to do so. The lines are open. And, well, we do it right after this. How about if we dance with our father again?
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If
hello.
I could get another hello. Chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final breath, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Well, well, we dance so fast again, let it be everlasting. Cardinal, you have something to say.
Yeah.
You started, mm-hmm. You started saying something just before the song, but I was already...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to...
You were going to say something. Go ahead. Oh, let's see, Cardinal is dropped. He started speaking and then he left. Oh, he got dropped. Okay. So about that, anybody else had anything to say at this time? They can always feel free. Speak about anything that you wish to. It's an open line type. And you know you're going to be getting ready to send home your mom. So... I guess you'll be just sailing for the UK shortly, I would imagine. If you're not there already.
I think I heard Cardinal in his presentation said a writer had suggested that there was no need to highlight Black history, which, if I heard correctly, I certainly do not agree with that statement, simply because if you do not tell Black folks today of the history, inventions, the contributions that Black folks have made to this particular country, to this world, then they will never have anything to be proud of. For example, I had no idea that the United States NASA program, the space program, was so successful because of the contribution of those three or four, or at least team, of Black NASA workers in the background. I had accepted that NASA and the space program, well, it came about, but without the assistance of any black folks, until I saw that movie highlighting the contribution made by those black ladies there. And they did this without the benefit of computers, and highlight other contributions that they made. So it is a fallacy to say we should not highlight black history. Essential that we highlight black history, because without it, the generations coming behind myself and you and the older black generations, will the younger ones will not have any idea of the historical contributions made. So once again, I fervently disagree with that comment not to highlight black history. To you, Ivor.
Okay. Ivor, am I on?
Yeah, you have a rebuttal on that. Yes, Cardinal. Yes, of course.
Okay. I think there's some misunderstanding there, and which reinforces my mantra that I know what I tell you, I don't know what you heard. But let me repeat what I said earlier, and that is, she is not going to celebrate black excellence because as far as Relenko is concerned, black excellence was never in doubt, and we have no obligation to try to prove it to anybody. As far as she's concerned, black excellence was used as a kind of a crutch. Black excellence became a kind of a crutch to prove black people are intelligent. He said, we ain't need to prove that to anybody, because it has never been in doubt.
Yes.
That's what she's saying. It's not saying that we shouldn't highlight black. She's not saying we should not highlight black history. And as I've indicated that by reinforcing what Marcus Garvey said earlier, a people without a knowledge of their history, he says that we shouldn't teach our students about black history. We shouldn't learn about that history. That's what he's saying. But he says black history is now focused on highlighting black excellence as if we need to prove it to the world. And that's what he has a problem with. And I also have a problem with it as well. Black excellence is never in doubt. We don't have to prove it to anybody. We have to know our history, regardless of who else does. We got to know our history, and we don't have to know our history and prove our intelligence, prove our human identity, prove anything to anybody. That's the essence of what I say.
But, you know, Ivor, it is in doubt. If you take what is going on currently and the rationale, the reasons that certain section of our community seems to look down upon black folks. You take, for example, the attempt, well, perhaps it's not an attempt, but take, for example, what is going on in the state of Florida, where the governor and his set of, dare I call them, cronies, are working feverishly to suppress black history. Which means that black excellence is there, but they feel that this is challenging to them. And so he is working very feverishly to try and tamp it down. And this is why we should ensure that we continue to highlight it and present it to the general public, because the generations of young black folks coming up after us will never be aware, and consequently they will accept that blacks have no history, black have no excellence. And that is why it is absolutely essential that we continue to highlight until the day comes when it is accepted by the other section of society, the Ron DeSantis of this world. Then, and then only, can we say there's no need to highlight it anymore because it's been totally accepted. Back to you, Ivor.
And that is something I totally disagree with, because we don't need anyone's acceptance. We need to understand our own identity, whether they accept it or not. So I don't have to wait until they determine to accept the proposition that I am human to find myself human, or to think, okay, now I can say I'm human because they have accepted it. I'm not in that. Now that we can say we have a history because they have accepted it, I am not relying on their acceptance or approval. And that's what we have done time and time again. We continue to rely on the acceptance and approval of people who have dehumanized us for centuries to say, well, now we are worth something because they have accepted it. Jackie Robinson was a great baseball player before he entered the major leagues. Viv Richards is a great batsman, not because England picked him, but because he became a great black batsman in the Caribbean. So this business of saying, well, we can't make this claim because white people are not going to accept it, is really accepting the substance of their saying that we are inferior. Ron DeSantis, we should call it what he is. Ron DeSantis is carrying out what has been historically carried out, which is to suppress or try to erase the evidence of our significance and presence on this planet. That has been done. That has been done for hundreds of years. Okay? When they took Jesus and painted him white, and then presented to the world as the savior of the world, what do you think they were doing? Erasing the evidence of our presence and significance on this planet. They were telling us a black man cannot be showcased as the savior of the world. So they've been doing this for centuries, for thousands of years. They've been trying to erase the evidence of our presence, which is in our history and culture. We came to the Caribbean, our people, many of our people came to the Caribbean aboard what was called slave ships. We were sold as chattel, property, instruments of labor, items of commerce. When I picked up a history book and thought they were educating me, they were telling me slaves were brought from Africa. That's erasing our human identity. That statement in itself erases our human identity and negates the depravity of the people who orchestrated the system of slavery. So I don't have to prove anything to them. My history, my knowledge of my history is important to me. It states who I am. And that history begins with the history that laid the foundation of what is now civilization. That history is where mathematics and all the theorems of mathematics were created. Physics, chemistry, astronomy, astrology, philosophy, and all that. We need to know that. We need to be telling our children that the genius that created the pyramids is in them. We need to get them to know that. I don't care if Ron DeSantis and his band of vagabonds know. I care that my children know. So I have to know. Well, if Ron DeSantis don't want my history in his school, then I get my own damn school. And that's what we've been doing from the beginning. not be, to be accepted in his school, but to have our own school. But you know what? That trick of civil rights did that damage to us. They introduced us to what? Integration. We want integration. This is where it has brought us. They destroyed all the black schools for integration. Well, that's a sordid mistake of history. And if we don't know that history, we are bound to repeat it. Okay, Randy Santis, you don't want history in the schools? Well, this is where reparations come in. We're going to have our black schools over here with their curriculum. And we're going to tell our children about their genius. Let me see you stop that. Those three black women who were working at NASA, if you know their story, they had to go, they couldn't use a white bathroom. They had to go miles away to use a bathroom. The woman who created the technology that kept this world working, Zoom and all those things, a black woman, while COVID was ravaging the rest of the country, the woman who created all that technology of Zoom and Facebook and all that time, that kept us in touch, you know, you don't hear about her. Her excellence is not in question. We just got to let our students know that that same genius is in them, and that's what we are not doing. Run the semantics activities show him up as satanic. And why would we want to be in that company that he is administering? It doesn't tell the story about us and our human identity. You go ahead. Go on, Dennis.
Well, you see, look at it this way. The Hidden Figures ladies, all their attributes was not mentioned prior to it being highlighted. So highlighting is essential. You say we can do our own school, use our own school and ignore them. We cannot do that because they, the Ron DeSantis of this world, of this country, they are the ones currently driving the education. They're the ones who have the right to suppress, to change, to manipulate what we learn, even in our black school. You can teach as much as you like in the black school, but when you go outside of the black school, who will know about it? Who will accept it? It has to be accepted by the Ron DeSantis bunch of people. So it's essential that we highlight our history and our abilities to everybody. Think about the civil rights. Fight. Had it not been for the civil rights fighting, today a lot of the inroads that we have in education would still have been denied to black folks in this country. So it is absolutely essential that we continue to highlight, push it, because otherwise the folks who should know, the ones who Ron DeSantis wants to prevent from hearing history, they would never know themselves because they're not taught, they're not told of the contributions of black folks. And then they go ahead and accept the lies that black folks do not make any contributions. So we must highlight at every step the contributions, the inventions, the work of people like those ladies in Hidden Figures and others who Cardinal have mentioned, who have made inventions, including the blacks who have contributed to things like vaccine, to medicine, to surgery. These are the things that we have to highlight. And if we don't highlight it, the folks who have their finger on the, you know, scales pushing it down. We'll keep it there unless we can prove to the others around them that we as blacks have contributed, will contribute, and have a lot more to contribute. Back to you.
Well, I'm gonna, you know, read one other line from Miss Rolenko. And she says here, and I know at first glance that black excellence seems like an attempt to acknowledge the strength and capabilities of blackness, but it soon becomes a blurry line of black people trying to prove to the world that our contributions somehow justify and explain our existence. It humanizes the savage. You see, it's not for us to convince them. It's for us to highlight and celebrate. It is for us to get a curriculum of instruction in whatever schools our children attend, a curriculum instruction that provides them with a daily dose of their history. That is the only way they're going to understand and embrace their identity, not by Ron DeSantis and whoever else acceptance or anybody else acceptance. Like I say, we don't have to prove anything to anybody. The history, the historical record is clear as to what black people have established, have contributed. The history is clear on what the so-called superior race of people stole from us and called it their own. The history is clear on that as well. Now they're saying you can't say that because that's going to embarrass us. So we don't want you to say that. Yeah, we can say that. But if you're going to wait and say, oh, we can't say, oh, we got to highlight it until they accept it. No. It's up to them to accept it. It's up to us to make it a regular part of our daily diet of education. Not for them to accept. If we say, we have to wait on them. If we say that, then we are declaring ourselves inferior. And I'm not too ready to make that declaration. I'm not ready, you know. I'm gonna be like West Indies cricket as it started. We're not here to play second fiddle to anybody. That's how West Indies team succeeded. We're not here to play second fiddle to anybody. Not to the Euro, not to Australians, not to England, not to South Africa, not to anybody. And that's what culminated in West Indies being the first to win the first World Cup. And like Ali always say, they can't be another first with that, with regards to that. No, you've got a generation of cricketers who are too weak to carry that legacy, having been built and bequeathed to them. They are too weak to carry that legacy. Why? Because they don't understand the information. The history of that legacy is foreign to them. They don't need the British to accept it. They don't need Australia to accept it. They need to know it and perform in accordance with it. The same thing with our history all over the world, whether in America, Africa, or wherever else. We have to know our history. We have to understand our identity. And we have to stand up and say, we're not here to play second fiddle to anybody else or to wait on anybody else's acceptance and approval. That's when you started talking like a man, a full human being.
Ivor, you know, taking Cardinal's argument a step further, we are not in control of a lot of the power bases in this country. We need allies. and the allies have to be taught that we are what we are doing. They have to be taught what is necessary to prevent the erasing of our history. We have to convince our allies we cannot accept the forces of the DeSantis because they are in control. We have to teach them, to show them, to lead them. Jackie Robinson became successful only after he continually demonstrated his abilities and his skills in baseball. And so it is in all other walks of life involving blacks in this country. We constantly have to continue to show, teach, lead those people in control in order to teach them, to show them, to convince them that we deserve. We're not going to be able to take up arms and go out there and demand because we are not in control. And the only way for us to make progress is to convince them as Jackie Robinson did, as Martin Luther King did, as others in the field have done, to show them. So we must continue to highlight, we must continue to teach, we must continue to show, we must continue to lead them, to show them, as Barack Obama did, that a black president can perform at the highest level, even above certain of them. So this is the only way to go. Back to you.
Wow. Thing is that, let's take with Jackie Robinson for a while, and let's translate that into Gary Sobers, David Richards, Everton Weeks, our thing. If they had to wait to make it to, as colonies of England, if they had to wait to make it in this England team to play international cricket, would we have seen them? They would not have been any lesser of cricketers because they did not get to play for England. No, sir. Jackie Robinson did not become a great baseball player because he entered the Major League. He was a great baseball player before that. And
but he had to show that.
He might have been an even greater baseball player if he had stayed in the Negro Leagues. Because that's where the excitement of baseball was. The Negro Leagues were better than the Major Leagues. Just like in the days when they never used to put black people to play basketball. The best basketball team was the Harlem Globetrotters. No team could have beat, no basketball team could have beat them. Okay? So, when we think, to think that, and I'm hearing, recently I'm hearing people talking the nonsense that we are not doing as good now today in our cricket as when, you know, Gary Sobers and them went to England to play cricket. You get to play in a different condition. That's all it did. It did not make them better cricketers. Okay? Jackie Robinson put into the Viv Richards position, if he had played for his own team, a group of black basketball players, not a white team in that MLB, could have beat them. And you can guarantee that. And there were other great baseball players who never made it to the Major Leagues. People like Satchel Paige. You know? So, when we think that our greatness can only show because white people accept us, that's declaring ourselves inferior. How did they get in control? By organizing. That's what Marcus Garvey and Frederick Douglass and Carter G. Woodson tell us. We have got to organize. we don't have power because we fail to do what is necessary for us to have power. Okay? When we concede the power to them, they just take it. Okay? The civil rights movement was not a movement for power. It was a movement for acceptance. The civil rights movement was not a black movement. The civil rights movement is a movement, white people defined the civil rights movement. What started out as the black liberation movement was reduced to civil rights by white people, and black people accepted it. I don't see why, but that's what happened. So then, because they accepted it, we see it as being so gratifying and useful to us. It was not. It offered us a bunch of tokens, but the danger to black people in America did not change. The enslavement of black people did not change. Emancipation, again, is something that we celebrate, but it what it was. Emancipation was a white token of benevolence. It did not change the condition of black people. It did not dismantle slavery. The power that you talk about, the power of the white man was still in place to dictate the black man's destiny. And that's what slavery actually is. If Ron DeSantis can inherit the power of his ancestors to determine whether or not black people can have the information about their history and experience in the school which they go, that is power to dictate our social destiny. And we don't sit there and say, we don't have no power, so we can't do anything about it. So all we have to do is to highlight it outside the scope of the curriculum during February. That's all that's available to us. Barack Obama did not get to express his greatest gift of administration by being in the White House. His greatest gift of administration was his organization in Chicago. His gift was stifled the moment that he got into the White House. Because why? He wasn't put there. He speaks well. He went to Harvard. He got some of the merits. Okay? Respect for humanity is also one of his characteristics. But you must know, respect for humanity is not a requirement for filling a position in an administrative position in America's institutions. It's not. So, we didn't see the best of Barack Obama as President of the United States because he couldn't put his best forward as President of the United States. As a matter of fact, Obama had to deny a 20-something year relationship, friendship with Reverend Wright in order to qualify to be President of the United States. Denounced a 20-something year friendship. That's like me throwing Ivor under the train because somebody come along and say, I'm going to give you 50 cents. You know? So we didn't see the best of him either. So when we talk about the civil rights movement and the great gains that we think, that's acceptance of defeat. That's acceptance of defeat. That acceptance that we are only capable of this much. We are only here to accept what our oppressors offer to us. We cannot rise above that which they let us rise. Acceptance of defeat.
The
excellence of Jackie Robinson, the excellence of anybody you can call, did not reach its highest potential within the confines of white institutions.
I have one quick comment before we wrap up here.
Okay.
And this is, for years, we've had a lot of black players, athletes in the NFL. And for years, the talk have always been that you could never have a black quarterback. What happened? In the lower echelons, black players, black athletes showed, displayed their abilities and talents to the effect that we saw Super Bowl last week, in which we had two black quarterbacks being highlighted. So that is clear. What I'm saying, blacks have to demonstrate. Blacks have to demonstrate and show folks that they have the ability, and we need to highlight the ability, make sure we are seen and accepted that we have absolutely the same level of education, talent, and whatever else it takes to be a part of this society. And we're not proving it to ourselves. We're proving it to them. We're showing it to them. We're teaching them. And in so doing, we will get, our contributions will be noted and accepted for what it is. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay. But, I mean, if we're teaching them anything, they're obviously not learning. And I don't think they consider us qualified to teach us to teach them anything.
There's resistance.
You know? They use our talent and skills for their limited purposes. You know, if there was a black football league controlled and owned by black people, our black quarterbacks would come through in large numbers as well. You know, it's like saying, it's like us saying, well, you know, we have to wait, and I'm going to go back to cricket, because West Indies cricket trounced the world in the 70s. And when we went to England in 1928 and got three 2-1, as we call it, you know, and the press was harsh in its criticism, you know, practically calling us, you know, uncivilized savages. So when West Indies won their first test series in England in 1950, you know, right in your backyard we come, these same savages here who say can't play cricket proper. When we Richards went to England, they beat you in your own backyard. When we Richards went to England at first, the English commentator commented, he don't know how to play cricket proper because he's hitting across the line. Viv Richards didn't back down and say, well, I got to do it the way you said to do it so that I can be accepted. He tell them, look, your job is to get me out. My job is to get runs, and I'm going to get my runs anywhere on the field that I can get it. How are they going to stop that? You don't have to prove that you can play like, you know, whoever they thought that their best batsman was. You know?
Okay.
You
Cardinal, I think
craft
I
your own strength.
To leave it here, Cardinal. Cardinal, we
yeah.
I mean, a good one here, but look at the time. It's ticking away to the top of the hour. The folks who have been here with us since morning, I said, well, I've enjoyed it. I've had enough. So, is Lena, are you still there?
Yeah,
I hope he's in all of this. But anyway, folks, tomorrow at 6 in the p.m., back to the usual time last week. If you would have missed us because it came on at 6, we apologize. But 6 until 9 tomorrow, the heavyweight comes on with the cricket show. And
yes,
indeed,
Ivor.
Much more. Mm-hmm. Yes, I wanted to send us home just after he said. Tomorrow,
okay. We
are going to be back on usual schedule, 6 until 9 with the cricket show. So do join us there tomorrow. 515-605-9850. So send us home, Liam.
With that in mind, we just want to just thank all the wonderful people who joined this show this morning. Sure, you enjoyed that piece of episode between Cardinal and our dear friend Dennis there. Be sure to join us next week, the same time, 9 until 12, and we are inviting you to be with us on the Cricket Show at 6 until 9 tomorrow. We have lots in store for you. Especially exciting to me is the return of the Leeward Islands Cricket, which starts tomorrow, and we shall have more to say on that. So until then, goodbye, and God bless. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, thank you. And we'll be heading on Oakland. We'll be headed your way, so you'll get there safely. You'll be able to meet Barbara, my
wife. Sister Barbara. Okay, Sister Barbara.
Yes, indeed. So I'm going
to looking forward to
meeting
her.
Eva, see how he's there as well. So he's shooting out for the holiday weekend, Cardinal's favorite holiday of the year, President's Day. With that, folks, with that, we want to thank Leon for the prayers this morning. We want to thank Lurch for coming through and telling us about Mama Bobsy and the weather. Donna loaned us her presence and voice. Of course, we had Audley going through a little down at this time, having sent his mother on to be with the Lord yesterday. Graced us with his presence. David came in with the sports. And, of course, Lynn sending off her daughter to these United States. Cardinal, as usual, you came through with your commentary, and it created quite a stir between Dennis and yourself. We're sure we can have more of this. It's not the same next week, because we'll be here again next week. And with that, I just want to say, may the rest of the day be the very best of your day. Kathleen, as usual, the first segment always goes to you. That's your favorite portion. The second portion we dedicated to my Ruby. She's gone, but we're not going to forget those who've gone in before her, like Leon's wife. We're not going to forget her either. And Dennis, we're going to ask you to stay strong, hold the fort, and you two will be sending off your mother shortly. We're with you, so be comforted knowing that we are grieving with all of you. With that, happy Saturday, folks, and we will be journeying, hitting the road here. Colonel, we'll talk.
Later.
Bye, folks.
Thanks.